We're CJMQ, and today we're talking with Stephanie Martin. Now, Stephanie Martin, singer-songwriter, and she's also right now performing in the Montreal comedy musical Schwartz.
So you're in the Montreal comedy musical Schwartz in Montreal, Stephanie Martin, CJMQ. And tell us about the musical, Stephanie.
Well, Schwartz is the musical, based, of course, on the world-famous Schwartz's Delicatessen on St. Lawrence Boulevard in Montreal, downtown Montreal. Comedy duo of Bowser and Blue that your listeners might recognize have written this musical, unlikely musical, about Schwartz's, the restaurant, oldest standing restaurant in Montreal, 80 years old. And it's, I say unlikely because who would ever think of writing a musical about smoked meat? The history and the nature of the place just makes it really a rich font of information and stories and all kinds of interesting anecdotes about Montreal and the people of Montreal. So it's great.
Yeah, it would be. Now, Montreal, so yeah, it would be very historical, too. You grew up in Montreal, correct?
I did. I grew up on the West Island of Montreal, and I have left Montreal about 10 years ago, and I've been in Toronto. I traveled around the world performing, but now live in Toronto.
Mm-hmm, that's right. You actually performed some musicals, I guess, in Paris and London?
Yes, right before leaving Montreal, I was in Les Misérables.
Okay.
And a big time production that came, well, it was an original production in Montreal, but it was the Broadway version.
Mm-hmm.
And so Broadway people came up, and we had a cast that was bilingual. So we'd do one show in English and then one show in French. It was wonderful, and right after that finished, the producers asked me if I wanted to come, or invited me to be part of the production that was happening in Paris, new production in Paris, so I of course said yes, so I spent a year in Paris, and then again went on to do it. I was invited to do it again in the West End in London, so I spent, and subsequently spent a good a chunk of time in Europe, just going from place to place and doing all kinds of shows and theater and music in Europe. And then finally, just about 10 years ago, decided that I wanted to come back home and, ended up in Toronto. But that was my sort of leaving Montreal and leaving Canada. That was with that show.
Oh, you must have gotten tons of inspiration for songwriting and just life in general.
Well, that's it. After being I started out in Montreal doing music and playing the small clubs with a little band. Really, as a teenager, I can't believe that my mother let me go.
Is your mother or your family musical? Or?
Yeah, not professionally, okay. But my father and mother both sang in choirs, and I think that they were... had a love of music to the degree that they would, you know, envision me, their daughter, having a career in it. And I had a good, strong voice and instrument and interest in it. So they encouraged me, which was really lucky. I know a lot of people struggle with acceptance within their families to do music. It's not an easy path. Takes some kind of crazy bone to propel, fling yourself on a stage in front of thousands of people, you know, with your wits, only your wits and a script to wrap around yourself. But they encouraged me, and so at 17, 18, I was singing in bars in Montreal, learning my craft, and sort of graduated from there to doing studio work, jingle work, voiceover work, and then singing for a event band, so the caliber of musician getting better and better. And then finally, I auditioned for musicals, and I got sort of scooped up and never looked back, really.
That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
Great evolution of your career.
Yeah.
Now your song I'm playing right now is Sailing On. I really enjoy that. Now, is that a track from the album Line and Harmony, or is Sailing On the CD itself?
No, yeah, I'm when I came after coming back from Europe, I kind of was I had done like the big musicals and had one of the greatest roles in a musical, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
That existed out there, and I felt that, you know, I really had a really good run with that. And I participated in musicals that were like not as good and not as accomplished, and I kept finding myself in dressing rooms going, you know, I could write something, you know, I should, you know, try to write for myself, and because I think I could do better than that. And then after a while I thought, okay, I better stop saying that to myself and actually do it, because of course it's not so easy to be a composer and to write music. It's a very difficult thing, one of the most difficult things to write music that will resonate with people, and
mm-hmm.
not only resonate with people's ears but their hearts, you know, touching, communicating emotion and feeling and what it is to be a human being and suffering and love and longing and all that kind of stuff. It's really quite a crafty thing to be able to do. So I came back to Canada and decided that I was going to spend the next little while developing some skill in that way. So I found some people in Toronto, wonderful producers and writers and musicians, and I just cocooned for about 5 years. I cocooned myself with these people and wrote and wrote and wrote and wrote and wrote and learned how to do it. I'm still learning, and came out with a first record in 2007. That's Shape, Line, and Harmony,
mm-hmm.
and we got really good critiques and got played airplay and did some concerts, did some tours, so that was very exciting. And now this new CD, Sailing On, is we actually tried to do something different this time. We thought we'd go back to the age of the 45.
Okay.
And as we're working in studio, release one of the first ones we've been working on, and see how it goes with media and radio. And so we did that with Sailing On. We've got a whole, you know, we're in studio all summer long,
mm-hmm.
With the release date for the fall of
okay.
the whole record. This has been really interesting to do it this way. We get a response from people about the song and about the vibe, and it's really been great. We've had a great response and had airplay all over Quebec and the Maritimes, and so I'm really happy about it.
That's a great song. Really love it, Sailing
yeah.
On. And it's an easy listening. It's also a pop song, so it's just, you know, I think we're all sailing on.
Yes, yeah, and the message I really like about, you know, in this world of uncertain times, let's say,
mm-hmm.
And you know, with environmental crisis and the wars and the political and it's just a message somebody's trying to reach me. My agent's trying to reach me. it's just this, a nice song about really developing your own strength and your own idea about the world, and not relying on other people's opinions and authority, but just really having your own vision about your life and how you want to live your life.
Exactly, such an important message.
Mm-hmm.
So the CD Sailing On hasn't actually been released yet, even.
Well, just this first song has been
mm-hmm.
released. And the record is, we're putting the finishing touches on the whole record and releasing it in the fall.
Okay, that would
yeah.
be great. So that's the second CD. Did you write the songs on Sailing On, or did you have some help?
Oh, no, well, I have a co-writer,
mm-hmm.
and I work with a fellow named Chad Urshik in Toronto, who is a very, very, very super well-known producer, and your listeners will have heard him, his songwriting and his producing on many, many artists like Susan Aglekark and the Rankin family, Natalie McMaster, a lot of wonderful, wonderful Canadian artists, and also another songwriting partners, Diana Leah and Dave Piquel. Dave Piquel, you've heard on the music of Bryan Adams and many, many records by Lara Fabian, those big hits that Lara had a few years back, he was involved in. So, yeah, I have great collaborators.
No, it sounds really great, definitely. Mm. And you have a great website, stephaniemartin.ca.
That's right, yeah.
Good. And you're on Facebook too, I guess?
Yes, I am, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, all media is a go. I've just actually joined the Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Twitter quite popular, actually. I'm surprised, but it is.
Oh, I can't believe it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Good. It's amazing. Yeah.
So you've been extended for a little bit longer.
That's right, till May 7th.
Yeah, wow, yeah, if, so
I know it's not too far to Sherbrooke. Mm-hmm. Sherbrooke, Montreal, not too far. And it's just a great show. So funny. And if you know Montreal, if you know Schwartz, it's just a good night of fun and silliness. So.
Oh, it sounds great. Good. Yeah. Any other plans for the summer or the future, Stephanie?
Well, I'm, as I said, going back to Toronto, and I have a little family in Toronto, a husband and a son.
Mm-hmm.
I've been here in Montreal for 2.5 months, so they miss me,
oh,
and
definitely.
I miss them.
You must, yeah.
So I'm going to go home and hang out there for a while. I do concerts, symphony concerts, and I'm going to the States over the next couple of months for some concerts. With symphony orchestra, which is wonderful, and I'm back in the studio, and then hopefully sometime in October, November, I'll be coming around and doing some touring in Quebec and in the Maritimes.
Great, we look forward to that.
Good. Thank you.
Good. Anything else you wanted to say before we go, Stephanie?
Oh, well, it's been a pleasure speaking with you, Maureen, and thank you very much for playing my music.
Oh, well, thank you, and all the best to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Be the anchor, be the tiller, be the rudder, be the drifter, be the bridge, be